Great Destinations Radio Show.
You might not immediately associate Ireland with cycling holidays, but that could soon change. I spoke with Carl Bradshaw of islandways.com about how the country's making touring on two wheels much more attractive. He told me the west of the country is popular with cycling enthusiasts.
The main reason that Ireland is a really great place for a cycling holiday is predominantly because of a route we have on the west of the country, which is called the Wild Atlantic Way. So it starts all the way up at the north of Ireland and then it ends down at Kerry, which is, I suppose, the southernmost tip of the west coast of Ireland. So the Wild Atlantic Way was initially built as predominantly a driving route. It was to attract tourists to come on driving holidays to Ireland. Now, since then, just because the roads have been so well revamped, it's become actually an excellent cycling trail. And the difference between a cycling and a driving holiday is a lot of the cycling trails now allow you to go a little bit further off the beaten track. And you can see some spectacular views that you wouldn't, I suppose, be able to connect with in the same way if you took a driving holiday along the Wild Atlantic Way.
You have to be pretty keen to cycle the whole length of the route, which Carl says can take up to 8 weeks. But he says there are sections of it which can be fitted into a shorter holiday.
We have identified some routes that we think are perfect for cycling over 6 or 7 nights. Some of these include cycling in West Cork, which will take you from Kinsale to Glengariff, and there's some beautiful sights along there. Also, there's the Ring of Kerry, which is quite a famous also hiking route, but you can cycle that in 6 or 7 nights and see twice as much as you'd be able to in 6 or 7 nights hiking. So it's really up to yourself whether you want to come over and spend a couple of months here doing it, or if you want to come over and do it in sections. And I guarantee you, if you come over and do one section, you'll be back doing another one the following year.
Which route you choose depends on what interests you.
So some of them you're going to need to be a more experienced cyclist, whether you're interested in seeing more wildlife, whether you're interested in seeing more nature, or if you're more interested in visiting some small towns.
And there's plenty of wildlife to see too.
You're going to see the red squirrel in Ireland on the Blue Stack and Slea Column Kilway, which is another excellent mountainous kind of cycling route. And we have quite a lot of puffin birds on our Dingle Way tour. You're quite likely to see some whale fins kind of emerging from the water. Also, if you're down around Kerry, you might be lucky enough to meet Fungi the dolphin, who's been hanging around there for many, many years, who is quite friendly with locals and is always happy to kind of jump out of the water and emerge on these boat tours.
An advantage of taking an organised cycle tour is that it's easier to find accommodation in some of the more out-of-the-way destinations.
One of the hardest things is actually finding the accommodation. A lot of these guys aren't as tech-savvy as some of the hotels you might be used to dealing with in the bigger cities. In some of the towns, there will be only one or two bed and breakfasts. Sometimes they're a little bit off the beaten track. So we would have relationships with them that we would conduct mainly over the phone and with face-to-face visits. So we're kind of best place to put you into the accommodations in the more remote areas.
I asked Carl to suggest a route, particularly for somebody new to cycling.
I'd probably say the Achill Island Greenway. You can take a day off your journey and visit Achill Island, which is really beautiful, really rare, really remote. You've also got the town of Westport in there, which is a beautiful little typical Irish town that hasn't really been touched by commercialism. And it's not too long of a trip either. You can cover that trip in 5 or 6 nights.
You can get more information at islandways.com, and you can download Carl's useful free ebook offering guidance on cycling in Ireland.